Brought to you by LeCor 43, Globe Life Insurance, and Sports Pop Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Soccer. Ticket.
NFL, Fox World.
It is 5:18. It's time for an early edition of Fox World. 5:35, we talked to Daryl Bruce Johnson, by the way, guys. We are joined here by both halves of the invasion. Matt McLaren and his duct tape pants remains with us. But the star of this particular segment is Donovan Lewis.
Robert,
who I have been a colleague with since like 2006.
Exactly 2006. May of 2006, I was dumped on your front porch with a note.
20 years.
We've seen a lot of out-of-town NBA games.
We have.
And we'll keep that streak going tonight, even if the best player on both teams doesn't play. As Steph Curry out, Joel Embiid, game-time decision.
Oh, and wow.
So, bleak. Will we see the third quarter?
It's interesting.
Stay warmed up. They may need you.
I know.
They may need you down there.
All right. So we lost someone great this weekend as DeMond Wilson has left this universe and is now in heaven. And
he's in that junkyard in the sky.
We lost him on, let's see, January 30th. I don't know. Was that a day? Was that Saturday, maybe?
That was Friday.
Friday? He died in Palm Springs at the age of 79, Donovan. And we, in particular, knew him well because we did a radio show with him one time. And he is Lamont from Sanford and Son. And when we had him on...
Have the kids in there seen Sanford and Son? DJ, Lando, Ham, have y'all seen it?
Yeah, it would come on Nick at Night, I think, for sure.
Okay, Ham?
Yeah, I strolled by there once.
What about you, McLaren?
I'd never seen it.
But never everybody, seen it, everybody but you're knows aware
the,
of it.
And everybody knows the theme song, right? Okay. I mean, I've heard that before, but I didn't know that was a Sanford and Son.
Let's sing it like synth, then maybe he'll understand.
Okay, come on.
Now, on this particular day, on the old Bad Radio Show, Dan in Southlake was not with us. And I, in my life, was aware of Sanford and Son, but I had what you might say was nothing that day that he joined us in the dearly departed guest booking league, which someday we'll all be smart enough to bring back because we have so many great memories from, like, let's be honest. There weren't tons of payoffs per year, but if you jam them all together,
right.
It was a very worthy thing to do, is to get famous people on or significant to us and talk to them. And it might only be five times a year, maybe 10, I don't know. But they gave us moments like this one. And so he died. DeMond Wilson died last week, but he was on Bad Radio probably like 2012. Okay.
And you booked him.
No, I didn't book him. He was on my list, but I didn't do the booking. I don't know who did.
Yeah, okay. So the guest booking league is you would leave like a list of 10 people you would really want to talk to. Then we'd have a draft, and people would draft those names, and then they would try to book them for you. So, it, you know, kind of a fun little thing.
Yeah.
So people from your youth. And Donovan wanted to talk to Grady. Right?
Lamont?
Grady's his real name.
Mayo.
No, Grady's his real
name. His first name, right.
Okay, that's how I got confused.
That he really didn't go by.
I'm sorry.
But Grady is a character on Sanford and Son.
That's how I got messed up, Donovan.
So Whitman Mayo's been long gone, I think.
Okay, so DeMond joins our show in 2012, and Donovan's ready to talk with him. And Donovan started the interview with an extremely reasonable question that I believe DeMond took as an unreasonable question, and that got things off to a weird start. And so let's listen to that here as it ends up with DeMond telling you how many houses he has.
We had Jimmy Walker on not too long ago, and I asked him this question that I really wanted to ask you. Do you think that playing that historic character was a blessing and a curse all in the same time? Because people identify you as Lamont Sanford. So if you're going to try to get another role, do they see Lamont Sanford, or are you kind of, did that affect you in any way at all?
Well, first of all, you're talking about something that was 40 years ago, and I've done a gazillion things since Sanford and Son.
Right.
I went from Sanford and Son to three other sitcoms that I produced and starred in. I've written 14 books. My latest book, Second Banana, The Bittersweet Memoirs of the Sanford and Son Years, is selling in 60 foreign countries in the world. Mm. I just sold some books to... Wait a second. I'll tell you here. Now they just sent me a thank you letter. Just sold some books to... how do I say this? Klatten, Kirchen, Germany.
Okay.
Nice.
And I sold a dozen books in Spain, Italy, and Madrid. So I don't know about the curse. I have three houses, and all of that came from Sanford and Son, five cars. I don't have any complaints. I left show business full-time in circa right after the New Odd Couple on ABC. And went into the ministry around the world, and God has been blessing me. I've written 10 children's stories, one serious book in 98 called The New Age Millennium, an expose of symbol slogans and hidden agendas. Got my PhD. I've raised six children. I have three grandchildren. My youngest is in her last year at Cal State Fullerton, and she's going to be on network news any day now.
Well, congratulations on that. So I guess that was a
crazy question.
What a bragging montage.
Yeah, so he is very, very successful. And
as most people in the ministry would brag about, their multitude of homes and cars.
Yes, kind of an odd way to twist things on Donovan. Donovan was asking a reasonable question.
And he twists off on you for saying that was 40 years ago, and then his most recent book is about that same thing.
Yes.
That was kind of the point.
It's really
when
weird.
When I first had him on, I was like, man, it is an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. So
yes.
I laid that groundwork. And then afterwards, I don't know if DJ, what audio you have, but he did kind of start going off and twisting off on Jimmy Walker. So I think he thought I was kind of comparing those two.
Yes.
When they considered Jimmy Walker like a buffoon.
Right.
And maybe a little bit of a sellout to get to where he was. So I guess that's what kind of got him, but I don't know.
I'm no Jimmy Walker. I don't say dynamite.
Yeah.
It was kind of basically that.
40
right.
years ago, I've done so much since then.
And
I'd like to invite everyone over to my website, stillthinkingofsanfordandson.com.
And that was my point, saying, okay, yeah. Well, then if I saw him on another television show 3 years later, it would be like, oh, there's Lamont Sanford doing this show. Like, you know, it's
right.
you work your heart. You work your whole life to get a role like that, but everyone sees you as that. So
it, I don't know. Very upsetting.
I guess it was.
Okay, so then we get to the moment in time. I believe that's our next cut, right, DJ? You don't have anything on Jimmy Walker, right?
Yeah.
We go right to the controversial, most famous 53 seconds in ticket history, according to some. And those people would find it noteworthy if the N-word was ever said on the ticket.
Oh.
Well, the answer is yes. In fact, I believe it was said some 9 or 10 times in the span of 1 minute or so.
It may have been like 6 or 7. But
six
still,
or seven?
It's still a nice ratio per second.
Okay, well, let's relive it. I assume they're all beeped, but
let's hope.
Please. We'll all find out together now.
I think that you guys had that much success on a night where usually people are going out and entertaining themselves and finding other forms of entertainment on a Friday night. Usually,
one of the quotes that I put in the book is a quote from Red Fox. Didn't go out on Friday night until after they watched Sanford and Son.
Okay. All right. That's a pretty good quote. That's words to live by, I guess. I guess that's the
truth.
Don't
get mad at me. I didn't say that.
No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. This is Damon Wilson.
Wait a minute. I don't know about colored people or black people, but he said, didn't go. He said, son, we the biggest in America. He said, don't go out on Friday night till they see you, Sanford.
All right, Damon Wilson, Lamont.
Good Lord.
Very awkward reset.
All right.
All right. Well, so
don't get mad at me. I didn't say it. Yeah, but in case.
Right, but I'm going to say it five more times.
Over and over and over again. And the visual that we talk about all the time, that's my favorite, is that Bob, as soon as the first syllable of the first one was out of his mouth, pushed away from the table all the way back in the corner of the studio and wanted nothing to do with what the hell was going on. It may have been one of the funniest moments ever.
Yeah, I
he got the hell out of Dodge.
This
was he ending,
this is right
was
there
he...
with the Jay Moore situation. That's all I can think of is someone's career is about to end right now, and I don't want it to be mine.
So let's back away from the table. That'll save it.
Yes.
Was he ending those words with the what letters?
Oh,
was it a hard syllable?
No. It was the hip style.
Okay.
It was the rap style he was ending it with. But it was just so shotgunny and so shocking that, you know, when I was with Bob and Ann, I sat on the side where Gordon sits. So there's no button to hit or dump button to anything. And I was assuming that it was all taken care of, but I even think if you tried to push it, one or two or three had to go through because it was so in such order like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was flooding the zone.
He was flooding the zone for sure.
Yeah.
And then you kind of look back and it's like, I think Bob asked afterwards, like, did we get those? And they were like, yeah, no.
Who do you think was running the
I don't remember.
Like, do we know if what made it out over the air?
I think it all did.
All of it did. I remember listening live.
All of it did. There was
all
not
of it?
One of them done.
Yes.
No, all of them.
Oh, my God. Because I listened to it after the fact, and I thought I was listening to, like, this unique audio that nobody... I had no idea that it all got played.
Yeah, no. Everybody got a taste of that. Everybody got a whole heap in helping of...
And then he came after you on the unticket.
I feel like he thought that that was me making the comments. Or me or Bob, because... I don't remember in there if you mentioned that you weren't quite familiar with Sanford & Son. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he kind of mentioned about...
Like, what was he so upset about?
I don't know.
Do you remember, DJ? Did you read those comments recently, DJ? Like, well, what do you think DeMond was mad about?
I read them yesterday.
I think he was mad about the post game of y'all talking about it after. Like, he heard the discussion after and felt like he was being attacked whenever he wasn't on air. That's how I took it.
He said that y'all's show was fake and that you guys didn't know anything and that his next book is going to be titled Fake and it'll be about y'all's radio show. For real. Like, this is in his comments.
How did he find the unticket?
I don't know. It's like somebody sent it to him or something.
Google your name. You know.
He was writing like a full paragraph and then there were some responses, then another full paragraph.
Right,
and he called Donnie.
He called me a house brother.
Yeah, he called him a house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he goes, those two white guys in the house brother that was with that show, they don't know anything.
Well,
and I've done more in my life than they'll ever do, and their stupid radio show that nobody's ever heard of them. Everybody knows who I am, like this whole thing.
Oh, my God.
It was
God,
awesome.
What an egomaniac.
Yeah, I mean,
it was nuts.
I admit, I didn't know his catalog very well. Dan wasn't even there.
Yeah, he wasn't even there. And I don't even know how much you said in that. It's like, hey, man, it's your GBL interview, so you go right ahead.
That's nice. Right.
So, nice.
And
even at the beginning when we got off to that bad start where the lug nuts were a little loose with Jimmy Walker, it felt like even toward the back end we were fine.
Yeah.
Like even with that, he's laughing. And
yeah, he was laughing.
And I think you hit onto something because it was something about promoting your show. And I was like, what the hell is he talking about? I'm pretty sure we asked him for a liner afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
yeah,
that was the case as far as I never listened to anything like that about us wanting him to promote our show.
Did we get the liner?
I think we always get liners from everyone.
Yeah.
We tried. I don't know.
The best line is Ron Wilson. I don't ever listen to Bob and that other guy on the ticket.
Yeah!
Really appreciate you joining us today, man. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
So yeah, it all ended okay.
What in the world?
I felt like it did.
And you can hear how happy I am that it's over.
Nice.
We can go to break.
You can get back to the mic now. Just inching closer to the microphone as it goes along.
I'm so scared.
Oh, man.
Just holding my knees, rocking back and forth.
That was something else.
Man. All right, well.
In.
He's in.
Well, he said that like seven times on air. What are you talking about?
What exactly are you saying?
We're doing the trifecta.
He's saying dump that. Oh, Donovan. Oh, it's trifecta.
Donovan, you knew what we meant.
I had no idea. I mean, I just heard it like seven times. I didn't know, of course.
Jeez.
In.
Wow.
Doggone it.
Oh, I'm pushing away.
Worthy.
Worthy is a better way to say it.
Just for those 55 seconds alone, I'm going to say yes.
Okay. That's great. All right. Does he have enough?
Yeah.
Dave?
What? Are we really voting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, he's written
Lamont.
14 books.
He's got four houses.
He's got five cars. Houses and six kids.
Yeah, if you have five cars,
you're
in.
And a partridge in a pear tree. He has all that.
That's
great.
The new standard is do you have five cars? All right.
Someone's going to get someone cranky waiting in the apartment with Damon Wilson.
All right, well, we got to get out of here.
All right.
Donnie, thank you so
much.
Thank
you, boys.
Thank you, Mr. McLaren.
Thank you.
Thank you, Invasion. Check them out, of course, out here at the Super Bowl all week.